This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. biotech firm Moderna on Monday announced its experimental vaccine against COVID-19 is almost 95% effective, marking a second major breakthrough in the quest to end the pandemic. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Moderna says preliminary data from an ongoing study show its vaccine is nearly 95% effective. Last week, Pfizer announced its own COVID-19 vaccine appeared similarly effective. Both companies are now on track to seek permission within weeks for emergency use in the U.S. Virus cases in the country topped 11 million over the weekend. Moderna President Dr. Stephen Hoge says having similar results from two different companies is most reassuring. Hoge says it's going to require many vaccines to meet global demand. I'm Mike Hempen.
Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expressing frustration about U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to cooperate on the White House transition process. AP Sagar Magani.
Among other things, the Trump administration is not sharing its coronavirus vaccine distribution plans. Biden says his team needs them.
More people may die if we don't coordinate.
After remarks focused on repairing the nation's economy, Biden told reporters a key step is getting a vaccine to all Americans, a massive undertaking.
If we have to wait until January 20th to start that planning, it puts us behind over a month and a half.
He says a vaccine is of little use until people are actually vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
SpaceX's newly launched capsule with four new astronauts arrived Monday at the International Space Station, the new home until spring. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.